So just coming back to here and now. So remembering the beginner's mind. I noticed from the subscription sheet, most of you have been asked how many retreats you've done. So I think you all qualify as experienced retreatants, experienced meditators. But don't be one. Because the present moment, it's just what it is. We can't predict what it's going to be. And the only way we can know here and now is by bringing an inquisitive, an open mind to it. What is now like? Any plans, any ideas we have of what sitting meditation right now is going to be like, or just that, plans, ideas, thoughts and memories. So come back to the simplicity of I don't know. And if we don't know, then we're open. So what is now like? What's the body like? What does it feel like sitting here? What's the mind like? The general mood? And with thinking, with remembering, just to notice that it's happening. No need to try to get rid of it, to hush it. But also not to believe in it. Our refuge is awareness. So sitting here together, just noticing what the mind and the body are doing, and then noticing how thinking, remembering, keep happening. They're just doing their job, arising and ceasing. So what we're trying to practice is coming back to rest with this awareness. Whether we're sitting and feeling peaceful or restless, whether we feel concentrated or scattered, that's not the point. Because no matter what we feel or how we feel, awareness is always here. We're always aware of it. So notice that. So now we're going to end the session, get up, go to have some breakfast and some coffee or tea, move around a bit, change postures. There's even a little period where we all have a little chore to do, some householding, some something or other. And so notice how even in the mind sometimes we have this idea that this is meditation when we're sitting down together in silence, and then we go and do stuff, and then we'll come back and meditate some more. There's nothing wrong with that idea, but the reality is that awareness doesn't pack up and wait for us to come back here. So notice that. Just notice how awareness is always here. And if we cultivate that as a refuge, this awareness that's present no matter what, that we don't need to create, we don't need to give rise to it, it's our refuge. It's what we can come back to. It's what all our experience is made of. If there wasn't consciousness, if there wasn't awareness, then there wouldn't be sankharas. There'd be nowhere, no one to know them. There would be no knowing. So as we learn to relax with this practice, we can gently guide it towards relaxing into awareness. Awareness of feeling good, awareness of feeling not so good, of feeling bad. Awareness of sitting. Awareness of changing postures. Of walking, moving around, eating. Awareness of meditating, awareness of not meditating. Awareness is always here. So what we call the practice is noticing that awareness. And if the attention, the focus of attention, tends to go out towards the world of feelings, of what we see, what we hear, of our memories and thoughts, then when we realize that, just notice. Whatever we're doing, it's always still happening in awareness. So we just trust that awareness and let that be what we rest with, and then allow activities, allow experiences, sensations to arise and cease as they do anyway in awareness, and awareness is our refuge, then you'll find that you can relax with that, and we don't need to hold awareness, it doesn't go anywhere, and we can let go of sankharas, just let them do what they do.